Blake. What's
Hello.
Going on here? It
well,
looks exciting.
Well, as you can see, yeah, we're preparing for Thanksgiving dinner here. And in the case of our group, it's going to be a raw vegan Thanksgiving.
Hello from the Windy City of Chicago, USA. Welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Today, we will take you behind the scenes of this year's Green Gratitude Dinner and Dance in commemoration of a compassionate vegan Thanksgiving.
A lot of local raw food chefs coming out and creating a raw meal for everybody. And it's going to be a dinner dance, you know, have some DJs and a big celebration and some excellent food.
This will be an event for about 115 people, and everything we're striving for, foods that feel like Thanksgiving food.
Guests arriving early to the event were treated to an appetizer buffet of chips with kabocha hummus, spinach dip, and creamy roasted red pepper. The tantalizing vegan Thanksgiving dinner that was amazingly made entirely raw included chocolate bliss elixir, winter squash soup with plantain zip, rosemary-infused mushroom fillets with orange marinade, gratitude the best ever stuffing, kale pomegranate salad, pear cranberry relish, leeky tater crisps, curried eggplant, pumpkin pie, spiced tea, and exotic water. Yum!
This year we've made a big effort to include as much local produce from farmers in this area as we could.
Green Gratitude's event organizer, Ariane, invited us on her shopping adventures days prior to the festivities.
And I'm here today at the Farmers Market, the Green City Market in Lincoln Park in Chicago, and we're getting our vegetables from some local organic growers for the event this Saturday night. And we're going to be putting these in a dip that we're going to make that's kind of like a hummus. So instead of garbanzo beans, we're going to be using these squashes with sesame seeds, oil, a lemon, garlic to make a hummus, and it's going to be delicious. So I'm getting some thyme and oregano, fresh thyme and oregano, and this is going to go in the butternut squash soup and in the stuffing and maybe some in the salad dressing as well for our kale salad. So now I'm getting some beautiful La Cinto dinosaur kale for the kale salad. All right, so I have a combination of squashes. I've got some French exotic squash, sweet dumpling, kabocha, and two kinds of kabocha, the red kabocha, and then a couple of other heirloom squashes that they said are more delicious than butternut. So we're having a winter squash soup for a combination of these. So I'm getting 110 mushroom caps because it's going to be one mushroom, portobello mushroom per person, and then some crimini mushrooms for our stuffing. Beautiful! Look how gorgeous the sky is. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Yeah, we're having a vegetarian Thanksgiving on Saturday night.
Oh, cool.
Chefs like Jason from Raw Food Creations came together to volunteer their time and exquisite recipes that made Green Gratitude a huge success. The planning was elaborate, with some volunteers doing their own pre-planning and early food preparations. We joined Chef Jason in his kitchen as he prepared one of his raw dessert specialties, pumpkin pie. This was the seventh consecutive year that Chicago's raw food community collaborated in organizing a compassionate Thanksgiving celebration. With environmental concerns being a hot topic, what better way to promote going green than planning a fantastic vegan holiday event?
This year we're calling it the Green Gratitude Dinner Dance, And we started, I think, about 3 years ago, really focusing on making this event very green and sustainable and environmentally friendly. So we use real plates that we wash and use again, and we use compostable like dessert plates and the soup bowls. The raw food lifestyle is good to help the environment, obviously, because we're vegans, so we don't harm any animals, and we try to eat as local and as seasonal as possible as well. So we decided Thanksgiving is sort of holds one sort of an idea, so we like the word gratitude, so we came up with Green Gratitude.
Finally, it was the night before the big dinner and dance. We stepped into the kitchen to see what the chefs were up to and witness the magic of raw culinary art.
We're actually making, it's going to be called parsley dust, where we're going to take the tops of the parsley, de-stem it, and then we're going to chop it up really fine, and then I'm told what we're going to do then, too, is we're going to strain that almost through like a bag to squeeze all the juice out of there, and it'll be like a fine dust that we'll sprinkle as like a garnish on the actual meals themselves.
And so what are you making here?
I'm making infused water. What it's going to be, it's coconut water from young Thai coconuts, and I have orange pieces with a clove stuck in them, cinnamon sticks, and lemon slices, and then we're going to fill it full of filtered water. So it just gives a nice kind of a flavored water.
Okay, we're with our top chef, Blake. He's going to tell us what the main entree is going to be.
Okay, well, the main dish, the main part is this portobello filet, and it's been gilled. We removed the gills, and it's a local portobello mushroom, organic, and then we slice it in half, and then we slice the half into two halves, like slivers, so it ends up being like a cutlet kind of like appearance. So then it's marinated in a rosemary, orange, miso, and garlic. The next thing we could talk about is the kale salad. This is also local. We've gone local and organic with our kale, and all the ingredients that we could manage. The white pieces in there is bok choy. There's carrot that's local and organic. There's some pomegranate seeds in there. And then the sun carrot is also a purple carrot from a local farm, Henry's. And then we have a relish, cranberry relish, with pears that are local organic pears. And cranberries are all organic. And there's raisins and I think orange zest and orange in there. And then this over here is a cultured eggplant, and they've been layered with shredded carrot and then cultured as you would do pickles or kimchi or something like that. And then over here we have a stuffing, and this is probably the trickiest to get the texture right. It's a lot of mushrooms and some soaked seeds, a few nuts, walnuts. Then we warm it up and get a crust on it for serving. So, and then served on that is a little dollop of a gravy that we made, which is mushroom based with some almonds. These decorative things are crispy leeks that have been dehydrated. These are also local from Henry's Farm. They've been slivered and marinated and then dried so that they become crispy. And so those are a really fun part. Some people like that the best of all.
At the dessert table, we found Chef Jason tempting us with a pumpkin pie he made earlier.
Yeah, this is the pumpkin pie that we were working on here, and just finishing accenting it and getting a nice little coconut cream we put on top with some pecans and dusted it with a little bit of cinnamon. So it looks delicious, doesn't it?
Oh, yes.
Get your dancing shoes ready. When we return after this brief message, we'll see you at the Green Gratitude Dinner and Dance.
second Thanksgiving meal with the raw food community here in Chicago, and this is definitely the best one by far. It's really, really impressive how they put this all together.
Welcome back to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. And planning events like this year's Green Gratitude Dinner and Dance, Chicago's raw community hopes to inspire well-being through conscious food choices while having a lot of fun. Dean and Lisa shared with us why they came out to support the event.
I've been experimenting with the raw sort of lifestyle, raw food lifestyle for the past couple weeks, and I thought what a better way to kick that off than to come to tonight's event.
How about you?
Definitely to meet more people who are in the raw community. It's so much more fun when you can share recipes and find people who support the way that you eat. And there's such an energy when you find that like-mindedness. Just very excited to be here.
Did you taste some of the appetizers?
I did. We just had the most delicious dip, and I don't know what it is, but it tastes like red pepper hummus with flax crackers. And we're going to try to find the chef and get the recipe because it's amazing.
Ariane's dips were a definite crowd pleaser, as was Blake's raw stuffing.
Right now, I am eating this amazing raw Thanksgiving meal where there is some stuffing on the side of the plate, which I've already started eating, and it's just amazing. I've never had a raw stuffing that tasted actually like real stuffing.
This is winter squash soup.
Uh-huh.
As you can see here.
Uh-huh.
It's delicious. It's all raw. It looks like it's pureed butternut squash. It probably has some cinnamon and nutmeg. It's blended really well together. It's really satisfying. There's a lot of flavor.
So as a new person with raw community, how are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's fantastic. This is easily something I could see myself eating on a daily basis.
Okay, well, enjoy your soup. What's your comment on the meal?
I thought it was terrific. I feel very virtuous.
Ah, virtuous.
In attendance was the night's guest speaker, Tim Van Orden. Tim, who is a raw vegan athlete, is known for keeping his peak physique without the need of any supplements and speaks fervently on the myriad benefits of a plant-based diet. He came to celebrate a compassionate Thanksgiving with the community and also to participate in a skyscraper race up the Sears Tower the next day.
I've been a raw vegan now for 5 years, and this is my fourth year here in Chicago at this event.
And so what's your favorite thing about it?
It makes me feel like I'm a kid again.
Oh, then that's a unique response.
Yeah.
And so eating the food does this to you?
Eating the food is, in my belief, a choice to love oneself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think you can really have a great experience in life if you choose to abuse yourself. And I think a raw vegan diet is it's a loving diet. It's a loving choice.
A loving choice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Dinner attendees echoed Tim's enthusiasm for the raw vegan diet.
It tastes amazing, and it's good for me, and it doesn't clog me up or weigh me down. And you know, we're going to be dancing on the dance floor after this meal's over, and it's going to be very easy to do that. It's not like we're going to be passed out on the couch playing Nintendo after this meal. So it feels good. It's putting energy into the body, and it's healing your body, and it's something to really be grateful for.
Just started 2 weeks ago, being 100% raw. I'm doing it for 30 days to see basically how it goes, see how I feel.
And so how have you enjoyed it thus far?
It's amazing. I have tons more energy and a lot more clarity, and I just feel really focused and light and just really well. Like, I haven't felt this good in probably ever.
Thank you, event organizers of Green Gratitude, for reminding us of the nourishing goodness and bounty of nature this holiday season. cheerful viewers, we enjoyed spending time with you on today's Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Between Master and Disciples, coming up next. Wishing you, your loved ones, our animal co-inhabitants, and beautiful Mother Earth a compassionate and loving Thanksgiving Day tomorrow. Visit rawfood.meetup.com/222 for more information on the Raw Chicago community.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.